This is the continuance of the oral history interview with Dan Garrett conducted by Layla Davis on April the 4th, 1995 at 915 McPherson Street, Oxford, Alabama, 36203. The subject of the interview is the Vietnam War. When you received letters from home, from your parents and your friends and that kind of thing, what types of things did they write to you about and include in the letters?
Friends that would come by to see them and ask about me, which was frequently. They indicated that friends would come by and ask. Of course, relatives. They tried to paint the normal picture of the life that I had left and hadn't changed. And I think they tried to paint a picture of them not being overly concerned, which I was sure they would be concerned. I had actually told my superiors that if I was wounded in action, I did not want my mother and father notified unless it was a life-threatening situation, because I did not want them to worry. However, no mention of any protest or any of this kind of nonsense were ever mentioned to me in any letters. Among the men that I was stationed with, that was not brought up. I did hear one Marine mention that he had heard that someone coming back from Nam, flying into California, had gotten off an airplane and somebody had come up to the pickup point there at the Los Angeles airport and asked the individual if he was returning from Vietnam, and the individual had said, "Yes, I'm getting back, and I'm glad to be back." And the person pulled out a gun and shot him. Of course, I have no way of verifying that, if that really happened and this kind of thing, but those types of things were rumors occasionally that surfaced. Protests were not mentioned, per se. We had received a note sent over to some of the Marine units that from Hell's Angels, who were in California. A lot of those guys were Vietnam veterans, and we were given a phone number to call in Los Angeles that if we had fear for any safety, for any Marine's life, anywhere we needed to go in California, if we would call them, they would give us a free escort. An escort to anywhere we wanted to go, and would see that we were safe for the entire time we were there. That was reality. I did see that phone number, and I guess you can say what you want to about bikers and gangs and this kind of thing. That made you feel kind of good.
They ever include like newspaper clippings or things like that that you might have been interested in before you left the war to kind of?
Well, I got all kinds of things from Dad, mostly sports-related, Oxford High School things. Of course, Alabama, I was and always have been a big Alabama fan. And, of course, in those years, 67 through 69, Alabama was having some pretty tough times. At least in Coach Bryant's eyes, they were having some tough years. But I constantly received newspaper clippings. I guess the hardest one was when my cousin Pat Trammell died. Being an only child, I was real close to Pat, and he quarterbacked the 61 team in Alabama. That hit me very hard. But normally I did receive a lot of clippings and things from the newspaper. Nothing concerning the war at all. None of the clippings had anything to do with the war. It was always usually sports-related or community-related, something going on here in Calhoun County.
Just to keep you up to date on things. And what year did you leave Vietnam? And what was your reaction when the conflict finally fizzled out? You think the United States could have handled the situation a better way, or did they handle it the right way? And what could have been done better?
I left at the end of 69 when 3rd Marine Division was brought out from Nam. Could the war in Vietnam, could it have been won militarily? Yeah, it could have been won militarily. First of all, you would have had to eliminate the politics. No conflict, no American troops should ever be committed to a combat situation unless the military people are allowed to do their job totally and unequivocally. The politicians should stay the heck out of it. That's the biggest problem I had with Nam, and looking back on it, was that politicians quite often were put into situations of making military decisions that they had no knowledge of. And I think a lot of the military decisions made by some of the generals at that moment in time were politically motivated more than militarily motivated. I don't think, under the circumstances and how it turned out, we should have ever got involved in Nam to start with. There was no plan to win the war in Vietnam. It was considered to be pretty much of a police action, and I'm sure what a lot of people here have heard about, you'd take a hill, you'd leave that hill, the North Vietnamese would move in, retake the hill, we would go back and take the hill again, we would leave the hill, the North Vietnamese would move back in. It was like a game of cat and mouse. While we wound up never leaving a fire support base on any hill that we took, had we had the manpower to literally cover the entire country, any place U.S. troops went into, to cover the country with fire support bases, I think under those circumstances, we would not, there's no way the North Vietnamese could have made a move if we had had fire support bases all over the country. In other words, go in, take a hill, set up a fire support base. Go in, take another hill, set up a fire support base. If we had done that kind of thing with U.S. troops stationed at each fire support base with artillery support and then having air cover over the top, the North Vietnamese could not have made a move anywhere in South Vietnam without us knowing that. Could the war have been won? Yes, it could have been won. Johnson was bombing the North Vietnamese around the clock. Hanoi was virtually in the process of being bombed to pieces. However, there were political considerations. U.S. pilots were told that there were certain areas of Hanoi they could not bomb. Why? Because the American people were raising hell back home. They couldn't stand to see. Well, they were listening to the news media for one thing. That didn't help any. Jane Fonda was taken off to Hanoi to help the North Vietnamese. That didn't help any either. But U.S. pilots were actually told that there were sections of Hanoi they could not bomb. The North Vietnamese knew the political climate at home. They knew what was going on. They knew that that was their only hope to win the war. They could not militarily defeat the United States on the battlefield. They knew that. Their only hope was to gain so much support here at home, if you will, and have the U.S. people at home, the civilians, raise so much cane so much hell with the U.S. government that we would eventually decide to pull the heck out, which is exactly what happened. That was their only hope. Ho Chi Minh was not a fool. He was not a fool at all. He was a very sly fox, and he knew exactly what he was doing. It could have been won. Had Johnson not stopped the round-the-clock bombing B-52 strikes against North Vietnam, there would not have been a North Vietnam. And they would have had no question but to sit down and sue for peace if Johnson had kept up the pressure. He listened to some advisors who were listening to the pressure at home, and granted the pressure, more and more people as they turned against the war, the president began to listen to them, and that really is where the decision was made. The decision was made by the American people at home. Looking back on it, I don't know of any American who went to Vietnam that didn't do their job to the best of their ability. We did not lose the war in Vietnam on the battlefield. It bothers me greatly now to hear people say we lost the war in Vietnam. To lose a war means that you're militarily defeated. We were not militarily defeated. Even the Tet Offensive of 1968, while it was a big surprise, and while they did gain some territory for 2 days, that territory was quickly regained, and by the end of 1969, the Viet Cong, which was the guerrilla force, ceased to exist. The North Vietnamese were the only force left to be reckoned with at that point. The Viet Cong had been virtually decimated, and as a fighting force, they no longer existed. So, could it have been won? Yes. Under the circumstances we were put into in Vietnam, we never should have been there to begin with. I look back on those days with a lot of sadness, with a lot of animosity. And knowing had John Kennedy lived, I do not think the war in Vietnam would ever have escalated to the point, at least that it got to. Kennedy was not in favor of sending large amounts of U.S. troops into combat. He was in favor of trying to train the South Vietnamese, which was impossible. But several times before I left Vietnam, it was discussed among several of us what would happen if all U.S. troops ever were pulled out of Vietnam. And many times, including myself, many times many comments were made that the South Vietnamese could not and would not stand against the North Vietnamese units if all U.S. troops were pulled out. That is exactly what happened. I saw areas, I sat and watched on television film clips of areas that I had been stationed in South Vietnam fall to the North Vietnamese without shots even being fired. Our rear area was at Quang Tri. Quang Tri was taken by the North Vietnamese, and the South Vietnamese did not fire a shot in retaliation. That is a very bitter thing, to have your government train you to fight to win a war, to train you to a razor's edge. We were the special operations part of the United States Marine Corps. We were trained to do a job. We were very good at it. We won a lot of awards, even by the Army, for the kind of job that we did. To be trained to that extent and then suddenly be told that you can no longer do your job, we have to pull out because the American people no longer support you, is a very bitter thing for anybody in the U.S. military to have to undergo. Maybe a lot of you don't understand why so many Vietnam veterans have had problems, I guess you might say mentally, with substance abuse, with alcohol abuse. Try living with that and see how you like it. When you know that the U.S. Government, this was a different time than now, but back then the people had turned their backs on the military. We were not supported. The war was not supported. Although things really haven't changed that much, if you really look at it. What lessons did we learn from Vietnam? Well, the politicians tell us never to commit U.S. troops to a combat situation without the full intention to win. What did we win in the Gulf War? We kicked Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait. Great. Saddam Hussein's still breathing, friends. Saddam Hussein still breathes. He still has chemical weapons, and he has built back most of his military. So what did we gain? At what point in time will U.S. troops have to go back and risk their lives because our political people did not have the guts to take the man out? We have not learned anything from Vietnam. We simply do not have the political courage, if you will, to the aspect or the concept of total victory no longer exists. And as long as that concept no longer exists, U.S. troops will risk their lives and die in foreign countries because of politicians.